much fun. I didn't know it was 1:30. Turned around to have one more. I looked at the clock and it was 4:30. Hey, bartender. Hey, man. Hey, bartender. Draw one, draw two, draw three more glasses of beer. Well, the jukebox played everything. Everybody was beginning to sing. That's when I heard somebody call. Last call for alcohol. Hey, bartender.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russia's ambassador to South Korea has been summoned to South Korea's foreign ministry following the pact signed between Russia and North Korea this week to offer mutual aid if either country is attacked. President Biden at Camp David preparing for next week's debate with Donald Trump.
Biden won a coin toss and got to choose where he'll stand. He chose the podium on the right. Now Trump got to pick the order of closing statements and he chose to have the last word.
ABC's M. Nguyen, more than 120 million Americans sweating it out under the heat dome, which stretches from the Midwest into the Northeast. ABC chief meteorologist Ginger Z saying the risk of heat-related illnesses is rising.
These excessive heat warnings, even though we see them often now, they mean something. They mean that your body's not going to do well if you're exposed, and especially if you're doing any sort of strenuous activity.
A Southwest Airlines plane coming within 525 feet of the ground in suburban Oklahoma City. The FAA investigating why. This is ABC News. Federal judge overseeing the case against former President Trump over charges he mishandled classified documents, hearing arguments today and a defense motion to have the indictment tossed out. One of the latest trends on social media, ads aimed at boys and young men promising a chiseled jawline if you just chew hard gum. And ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel warns.
One of these companies, one of the founders, cited a 2019 study and said, hey, this study proves that chewing gum will help your jawline. Well, I looked at that study. That's all that study showed was that in mice who were fed a hard diet, they had some bone growth in their jaw. Mice, hard diet, bone growth, humans, chewing gum, chiseled jawline. These two are not equal.
And actor Kevin Costner making it official, saying he will not return for the final episodes of the hit show Yellowstone. Those episodes are due to be released later this year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu could have a resolution in her case. 31-year-old Katrina Bauer is facing child neglect charges, and she also faces 2 counts of resisting or obstructing a peace officer. Bauer will be back in Manitowoc County Court July 1st for a scheduling conference. Whether former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao will teach classes is now in the hands of a committee. Hearings on whether Gao should keep his tenured faculty position at the university wrapped up Thursday. Gao was removed as chancellor after he and his wife produced and posted pornographic videos online. And Wisconsin has more people working than at any time in its history. Over 3 million people are now employed in the state. The unemployment level is at 2.9%. That's about a point below the national average. The Department of Workforce Development says the continued low unemployment rate benefits workers.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now at O'Reilly, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $9 and receive 2x O Rewards points in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and storms possible today, a high near 72. Some of those storms could have heavy rain. We're talking an inch or two of rain possible today. Another inch or two possible tonight with showers and thunderstorms, a low of 67. For Saturday, scattered storms and a high near 77. For Sunday, sunshine 79. On Monday, mostly sunny and highs near 83.
Currently 63 degrees.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight and whose car is parked next door. I thought I knew her well. I really couldn't tell that she had another lover on her mind. It felt so right when she held me tight. How could I be so blind? Still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true, and who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car's barking next door. Guitar. Stolen in the shadows of the night. Though it's wrong all along, it keeps going on as long as they keep it out of sight. Still you wonder who's cheating who and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car is barking next door.
Up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I tried to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this, and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name, not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you think of me. And take your cat and leave my
matter, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better with you thanking me. You thanking me.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Nothing wrong, but there ain't nothing right. Try to figure it out, boy, you're wasting your time.
All it takes is a tender moment, a loving word or the touch of your hand. What she needs is a tender moment,
let her know you'll always be her man.
That's the kind of thing a woman understands.
Take much, straighten it out. A little affection's all I'm talking about.
All it takes is a tender moment, a loving word or the touch of your hand. What she needs is a tender moment,
let her know you'll always be her man.
That's the kind of thing a woman understands.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Leroy Parnell, tender moment here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, temperatures are in the low to mid-60s, and we are expecting a lot of rain here this afternoon. Flood watches are up for the region, and we'll have more details here with our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we're going to be talking with Max Armstrong as well. A little bit about the Red Power Roundup that is going on in Spencer, Iowa through tomorrow. And so we're going to talk with Max here this hour about that. Later on today, we're going to be chatting with Randy Kohler at about 8:45 this morning. He had a chance to take a tour of the Kemp's Dairy Plant in Cedarburg, the bottling plant. There's some pretty cool things that Randy learned about the plant and some of the things they do. So we're going to talk with Randy about that again later this morning at about 8:45. And then we wrap up our salute with Marbeck Dairy, the host of the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast tomorrow. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be a discussion on summer heat stress. And Bill, the heat's on, no question right now. We have lots of high temperatures around the United States, and we're just heading into the summer at this point. Our listeners should be aware of the forecast. And so when you start seeing these high temperatures and humidities, you should be aware your cows are going to have some real challenges. The magic number we use is the temperature heat index, which should be under 68. That's not reported on your news that night, but what you can do very simply as a thumb rule is take the degrees Fahrenheit, let's say 80 degrees Fahrenheit, and 60% humidity, which doesn't sound to be very hot, adds up to 140 points, divide by 2, that would be 70. And so that means your cows will now be experiencing, and heifers will be experiencing heat stress. Another important factor, what does the temperature do at night? Certainly in the southwestern part of the United States, that's the real key. It cools off at night and leaves these cows and animals to recover for the next day as far as that goes. Another key point would be the housing basics. Number one, cows will seek shade even on pasture conditions. So if we provide shade, it takes the direct sunlight off these cows. Plenty of water available because water increases significantly due to heat stress. And of course, applying water and air to the cows will be a cooling effect, much like you'd see at a swimming pool when you jump out of the pool as far as that goes. And finally, a comfortable stall so cows will lie down to take some stress off their hooves and legs. Farmers should be monitoring respiratory rates. When you start getting more than 60 breaths per minute, these cows now are working hard to dissipate heat as well. There are some things we can do with the rations. Things that come to mind certainly would be to double-check what your dietary cation, anion difference is going to be. And now we want a very positive number. We should be targeting something over a plus 300 milliequivalents per kilogram of dry matter consumed here. And if you can bump that up to 350, all the better. In fact, the University of Maryland said the sweet spot is very close to 400 as being the optimal number to be. And you'll do that primarily with a combination of sodium bicarbonate, potassium carbonates, and of course, these are buffers as well. Trying to get glucose to these cows will be a plus. Glucose is going to come primarily from propionic acid being produced in the rumen, and that's driven by carbohydrates as well. And, of course, monensin essential oils will also increase the propionate production as well. Glucose becomes a key nutrient. Stabilizing the rumen pH due to the change in blood flow to the exterior of the animal, and, of course, that drops the pH in the rumen as well. Feeding the highest quality forage is a plus, and that usually means corn silage. High quality forages will produce less heat increment due to digestion. And we can substitute fats and oils as an energy source here if we look at the need for more energy for them. The potential risks we have are lameness due to cows standing, reduced rumination time due to the respiratory rates, a lower milk production. We can see significant drops of 8 to 10 pounds is very common. We also see a shift in milk components. Milk fat may go down 0.2 of a point, protein go down, and rumen acidosis. Be well aware that both cows, if they're not cool, will drop 8 to 10 pounds of milk. Dry cows, once they cave in, they will also suffer a 4 to 8 pound drop increase. And the heifer calf inside that dry cow is also negatively impacted when she becomes a cow 2 years later. So, Bill, our take-home messages are that heat stress is a real concern on dairy farms, and we're at that time of the year at this point. We should be monitoring what those numbers are and what our strategy is going to be because we know all animals are affected on the farm. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
very small changes in beef production this year.
As higher carcass weights are almost entirely offset by reduced marketings.
Could lead to changes in 2025 for beef production, according to USDA World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski.
Current year pushing those placements and marketings into next year. So for 2025, we raised our beef production forecast by 250 million pounds.
Steer carcass weights are also expected to be high next year, which contributes to the higher production forecast. However,
year over year, beef supplies are going to tighten. For 2025, beef production overall is expected to be down about 1.2 billion pounds.
Steer prices are expected to remain strong, with price estimates up 50 cents per hundredweight for this year and up a quarter for 2025. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I ought to know the look in others' eyes when there's something on their mind. I think I saw that look in a lover's eyes. They were looking in mine. Both have found the one we want, we found the one we wanted, just quit trying. So we tell ourselves that what we found is what we meant to find. That's what we tell ourselves. You won't believe the things a heart could tell a mind. Somehow we sell ourselves on love. Language well, I've heard me tell myself these things before. I finally made my mind up, my heart tells me to look for something more. Determined not to wind up wondering, was she the one? Well, you never can be sure. So we tell ourselves that what we found is what we find. That's what we tell ourselves. Won't believe the things a heart could tell a mind. Somehow we sell ourselves on love. I just don't think I'll delete my heart this time. Somehow we set ourselves on love. I just don't think I'll leave my heart this time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clint Black, we tell ourselves here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report, 63 in downtown Durand. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, July milk up 21 to 1998, August down 8 to 2051, September and October not traded, September at 2046, October at 2004. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 1 to 193, 40-pound blocks down 3/4 to 185 and a quarter, 7 trade a barrel, 13 trade a block on the day, cash butter down 2 and 3/4 to 308, 3 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 and 3/4 to 120 and 3/4, 1 trade, dry whey steady at 48 and no trades on the day. Cattle futures are called mixed. Hogs are also called mixed. The trade seems to be focused on the cattle on feed report to be released after the close today. Cash has yet to be established, but the few that traded may indicate packers will need to pay more. Hog futures once again fall apart. Cash remains weak. Cutout prices are variable. Demand is questionable, and that will lead to some continued pressure in the hog markets. June live cattle opened the day at 187.07, August 182.55, October 183.82. August feeder cattle open at 259.82, September 261.17, October 261.87. July hogs open at 91.15, August 89.12, October at 76.40. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher. A lot of this is technical buying after the very poor session from yesterday, as the bears pretty much ruled the session, as they continue to say that the weather forecast, the extended forecast, should be beneficial for the corn and bean crops. And so far, the expectations of a decent corn and soybean crop from USDA are still in play. And that continued to pressure the markets. But this morning, well, with the big loss yesterday, there is some short covering happening across the board in the grains. July corn up 2 to 441 and 3/4. September up 1 and 3/4 to 446 and a half. New crop up 2 to 458 and 3/4. July beans up 8 to 1163 and a quarter. August up 5 and a half to 1145 and a quarter. New crop up 2 and 3/4 to 1119 and a half. July soybean meal up 430 to 361.90. July soybean oil down 26 cents to 43.71. Chicago wheat, July up 2.5 to 575 and a quarter. September up 3.5 to 589 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, July up 3 3/4 to 622 and a half. September up 5 1/4 to 631. Energy markets this morning are mixed. August crude oil down 15 cents to 81.14. September down 16 cents to 80.33. July and August gas both up a cent. July at 2.50, August at 2.49. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 388, July 391, new crop 402, cash and July beans 1085, new crop 1037. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash and July corn 413 and 3/4, August 401 and 3/4, new crop 406 and 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and July corn at 415, August 412, new crop 407. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash in July corn 389, new crop 401, cash beans 1083, July 1072, new crop 1041.
Allied Cooperative Blair Cash Corn 4 Even, New Crop 407, Cash Beans 1080, New Crop 1032. At Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn 420, July 421, August 415, New Crop 411. Cash Beans 1132, July 1134, August 1104, New Crop 1057. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn 386, New Crop 401, Cash Beans 1087, New Crop 1041. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 180 to 196, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 181, market cows 112 to 140, bulls 140 to 168, calves 160 to 1000, and beef steers 187 to 340. Holstein steers at 162 to 330. Sheep markets: market lambs 215 and down, light lambs 285 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 80 and down. Goat markets: does 150 and down, bucks 180 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 185 to 196, finished beef heifers 185 to 196, finished dairy steers 170 to 179, market cows 110 to 129, market bulls up to 184. Hog markets: market hog 65 to 92, light sows 64 to 68.50, heavy sows 65 to 69.50, boars 25 to 30.50. That's check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Traffic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. Lying on the bank of the river, stars are dancing, Lord, it's hot. Holding you is what I live for. I just had a crazy thought. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride.
Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Where the bright lights are found, there ain't no way to slow you down. I'm about as helpless as a leaf in a gale, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Max Armstrong from Spencer, Iowa, and the Red Power Roundup. And thank you to our newsmaker sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anibis Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compere Financial, Osteoplastic Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And it's all things IH this weekend in Spencer, Iowa. Am I correct on that, Max?
That's right. Absolutely. There's a lot of red around the Clay County Fairgrounds, which perhaps, as you know, is a great fairgrounds facility, Brian. They have a tremendous county fair here every year. I think it's a late one. I think it's along about September. But it has provided a great home this year for this show that moves around every year. Last year it was at Grand Island, Nebraska. Next year it'll be at Sedalia, Missouri. And the volunteers really pitch in to make it such a wonderful gathering of not just equipment, but the people who love those machines.
Well, I'm gonna throw the monkey wrench out there, because my great uncle on his farm, he had the as he called it, the real green tractor, and that would have been an Oliver. But my father had an International Harvester Scout. Any scouts at the Red Power Roundup?
Absolutely, you do see trucks here every year. There are scouts. There are pickup trucks. There's some of the heavy-duty international trucks. There's a cab over that has to date back to the 50s. Some 1950s vintage pickups have been really nicely restored. And, yes, there are some scouts. Always the scout lovers always show up here. And it's just a reminder of how diverse the company was back in the day, making everything from refrigerators and freezers and air conditioners to rifles at one point, and of course tractors and trucks and school buses.
Now I was going to mention that too. See, when I was growing up in Green Bay, when I was in elementary school, going to Douglas MacArthur Elementary School on an IH school bus, because I thought it was funny. It's like, that's the same shifter that's in my dad's Scout, because it was a stick shift. Yeah. The school bus was a stick shift.
International made tens of thousands of chassis that became school buses. I mean, they were shipped to a company like Carpenter or Mitchell or Bluebird, to provide the bodies for the school buses. And, what is really interesting is you almost never see an international school bus at this gathering. These people collect everything international. But I guess, as I think about it, most of those old school buses were repurposed in some way, shape, or form. Somebody may have made a cabin out of one of them, and taken it down to the lake or the river, or they chopped the tops off and they used them to haul feeder pigs, cantaloupes, watermelons, whatever. You get into some of those produce areas and you'll see many old school buses being used that way today. And I think that must have been what happened to many of those old international school buses, because there's almost never one at this huge gathering of everything international.
Or, you know, the mom who was the singer of the Partridge Family, you know, that's where the international school bus ended up. She had to haul the kids around for the concerts.
I never thought about that.
Just saying. You know, I'm just saying. Now, obviously, with the tractors, that's, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I'm a history nut, and yeah. and the farm all, you know, which is kind of, you know, one of the very beginning, but that kind of helped win the war.
Yeah, you know, it really did. And Farmall, as I pointed out, was making rifles, and they some things were turned out in their plants for the war effort. You know, I didn't touch on, and I should have, certainly, the construction equipment that was made by International. You don't see too much of that at this show. There will be some, but, you know, many of that those machines are on steel tracks. They're a little bit harder to haul, a little bit harder to demonstrate, but there certainly are those who collect those construction machines. They were many of them were yellow in color. They were used to build highways. They were shipped in some instances, to foreign air bases to, you know, overseas, either in the, you know, the European theater or the Pacific theater, and they were utilized there to build runaways. Yeah, a lot of international trucks wound up in Vietnam, and I was over in Vietnam, I guess it was in the early 90s, and we were doing some television features looking at the market that Vietnam could become for grains produced in the United States. And of course, you know, we were still trying to get over the war that had been fought in that nation. Well, the Vietnamese, they looked at it as one of the shortest wars they ever had. It was a tragic experience for many of our American families, but what I had seen was that the Lodestar trucks were very much present on the streets of Vietnam some 20 years after the war had ended. Those U.S. military trucks were very visible in Saigon, hauling everything from, from produce to fuel to water, those trucks. And in many instances, I haven't touched on this, fire departments used international trucks. I don't know if there's a fire truck here this year or not, but many years you'll see an international fire truck at this collection.
And I think, well, you know, another part of the company is there is a Wisconsin connection with International Harvester, because, you know, from when they merged, you know, some smaller firms in Wisconsin merged with McCormick and became International Harvester. And they were from the Milwaukee Racine area.
And I should also point out, well, there was a Milwaukee plant, you know, for International Harvester. And there was also a ship. There was a vessel that went across the Great Lakes to haul the ore for the international plants. You know, the footprint of International was all over the world. And that's something we notice here. Many years there will be people from other countries. There was a gentleman who came up to me yesterday as the setup was taking place for this show, Brian, and he was from New Zealand. And when you go to New Zealand and Australia, you are surprised to see some of the international machines. And some of those tractors have a little bit different look, but they're the same basic tractor as was used in the United States.
Talking with Max Armstrong this morning, he's at the Red Power Roundup in Spencer, Iowa. And so, Max, do you have Orion's tractor there? Were you able to bring that out to that? Because that's one of the most famous international harvesters that I know of.
It really is, and it has the tie to Wisconsin, as you know. We did not get it here. As far as I know, that is in the control of Chapter 10 of International Harvester Collectors Club. All of the chapters, many of the chapters, I should say, are represented here. I don't think the Samuelson Family F-20 made its way here, the one that I paid guys to go rescue from a pasture in the Kickapoo Valley. I didn't pay them, actually. I wound up paying Orion's cousin, who charged me $200 for that old carcass. Now the story can be told, Brian.
That's actually kind of funny. Well, you know, Max, I guess, you know, I better get a couple hundred bucks for it. That's the best I can do. You're going to have to give me some money here.
Let me just say, Pete Peterson knew what he had there, okay?
So what are some of the things you're doing with the show this weekend? Because it runs, what, through Sunday?
Actually, most of it will wrap up here on the grounds tomorrow, on Saturday. The thing was, pretty much is concluded, by the time you get to that point. And, it's just a lot of informational sessions. I'm participating with Lee Cloncher. Lee is the foremost editor and photographer of International Harvester Equipment. He's also done a book, I should hasten to point out, on John Deere. And his work is just superb. You know, you might talk about him as a coffee table book, but his photography, once you see it and you compare it with others, there is no comparison. It just jumps off the page. And I've been privileged to write forewords for two of his books. And so I'm on the program here just drawing some of the information out of him and interacting with him, sort of setting the stage for our discussion, which, is centering on what happened to International Harvester, what all came together to make that brand actually disappear, from the standpoint of a corporate entity. However, it is so strong that you still see the IH brand around today all over the place. I have stories that I could tell you. We don't have time for it. Just remind me to tell you the tattoo story.
Oh, wow. I can imagine. Yeah, those don't go away. That's for sure. So, I hate to ask this because I know that, okay, there's a lot of tractors there. There's probably a big trade show, parts and swap meet and that sort of thing.
Yeah, vendors. Yeah.
And I know you're driving a truck. Are you going to be hooking a trailer onto that truck with a new find that you're going to take back home? and do I need to call the wife in advance?
Yeah, you know what? I'll be very honest with you. If I found the right old International pickup truck, I'm kind of looking for an early 50s IH pickup truck. And I passed up the opportunity to get one about 4 or 5 years ago at the Mecum auction. And actually, Linda had okayed the purchase of that pickup. And I didn't pull the trigger at that time, and I've been sorry ever since. But, yeah, I'd, if I could find the right IH pickup, I'd probably go for that. And you can always find somebody to haul stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes, you can. Yeah. Hi, honey. I'm driving home just to let you know. I'm coming home with something. Hope you don't mind. Is that how you'll start it?
Yeah. Guess what else is coming to dinner? So.
Well, you got yourself a Father's Day gift. You know, come on.
Yeah. There's so much family pride, though. You know, as there is for all makes of tractors. But in this IH crowd that we're visiting with here this week, the stories that come out and they talk with you about, how it was when the tractor arrived on the farm and the difference that it made for dad and granddad. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to hear these stories. Every tractor has a story, as you know, Brian, as I've made a living telling some of these over the years.
Max Armstrong, he is at the Red Power Roundup going on through Saturday in Spencer, Iowa. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farm First Dairy Cooperative wants to recognize our hardworking dairy farm families. The hours are long and the job is tough. That's why Farm First Dairy Cooperative is driven to help farmers with milk marketing, advocate for policy change, train young farm leaders, and is one of the only cooperatives to offer milk loss disaster benefits to members. thank you, Dairy Farm families, for all of your hard work. Visit FarmFirstDairyCooperative.com to learn more about how Farm First puts farm families first.
Periods of heavy rain and thunderstorms are expected through tonight, and we could see heavy rain in southeast Minnesota and in western Wisconsin. Now, additional showers and thunderstorms as well are expected Monday night and again next Friday and into Saturday. Forecast for today, showers and thunderstorms will have highs 68 to 73. Relative humidities at 83 to 88%. East winds at 5 to 9. Anywhere from 1 to 1.5 inches of precipitation expected. Flood watches are also in effect. Tonight's cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. Lows 62 to 67. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. East winds at 5 to 9. Another 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, 90% chance of showers and storms, highs 71 to 76, relative humidities at 74 to 79%, southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation. For Sunday, becoming partly sunny, highs 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. Wednesday, sunshine, highs 75 to 80. And for Thursday, partly sunny, we'll have highs 75 to 80.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls. We've got your favorite fair food, the rides, and the games, and don't forget the animals and exhibits. It's all at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And on the Lightning Cool's main stage, it's One Vision of Queen featuring Mark Martel, Lee Bryce, Ludacris, and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Behrens. Purchase tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
Enjoy breakfast on the farm with the 38th Annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 till 11 at Marbeck Dairy, Highway Double N, Mondovi. Enjoy pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, cube cheese, and of course, ice cream and milk. There'll be music by Karen and the guys, face painting for the kids, and farm tours too. It's the 38th Annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 till 11 at Marbeck Dairy, Highway Double N, Mondovi.
If you're looking for beneficial plants that aren't fussy, grow some wildflowers. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Wildflowers bring you pollinators for free and improve the soil as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Wildflowers have survived floods,